Before I start the shmooze, I have to perhaps tangent to the shmooze on the pasuk. There is a story that I mentioned to a number of people in this sefer on the Gra. It's printed, I think, probably about 200 years ago. It tells a maisa that there was a person called the chosid from Telz. Chosid in Telz went, had to go to Vilna in order to get some assistance to marry off his daughter. And he goes to Vilna, travels from Telz to Vilna. When he gets to Vilna, the first thing he does is he goes visit the Gra. He walks into the Gra's house, and he hears someone's benching, and the Gra answered Amen at the end of the fourth bracha, which is when it says, Ayechasreinu. And apparently he did not know that you're supposed to answer Amen there. And the benching, it continues, Harachaman. He didn't realize it's a seam of a bracha. So it says he told right away, he got his wagon, he rushed back home. And he came home, and everyone asked, were you successful? And he says, oh, such an amazing trip. Such Shem gave me such tremendous yata d'shmaya, let's make a suda. He makes a suda. And at the end of the meal, he tells them, it says here, be the lashon, be sure to him, he tells him, b'roiv oiz v'simcha, with tremendous joy and simcha, that he brought them a new mitzvah. They didn't know that there's an amen after Ayechasreinu. Aye, what about his daughter's wedding? Okay, you know, oh wait, he'll go back another time. But this is he found out a new mitzvah he never knew before. So he had to rush home, in case what would happen if they would bench, and they wouldn't know about this mitzvah, they would miss out. So he couldn't wait. So he had to rush home and inform him of this new mitzvah, this tremendous simcha. So I have a tremendous simcha for you guys on this pasuk, which is not in the shmooze, but the pasuk says, "Achodesh hazeh lachem rosh chodeshim." So the Ramban learned pshat, and it's brought down in the Svarim Lahalacha, that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, that when just saying the date, one should use that, you should say first month, second month, third month, because by doing so, every time you mention the date, you're remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim. Just like there's a day, there's a mitzvah of saying Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, because you're remembering Shabbos. So by saying the first month, second month, and first month being Nisan, you're remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim. Says the Ramban, we don't do that, because we use the Hebrew dates, Nisan, we don't say first month. So he says a very radical thing, which is now is not the time to get into it. We once had a pilpul share on it a little bit, that the Rabban were Dairish time at the Kra, apparently, and they said, since the reason for the mitzvah is to remember the Nisim of Hashem, so Chazal felt it's also important to remember the nays that we were taken out of Golas Bavel. So to remind us that we were in Bavel and we were taken out, they were misaking that we should use the months of that they used in Bavel. So when you use the months of Bavel, you say, why do we mention the Bavel? Where do we get these names from? They come from Bavel. Obviously we were once in Bavel. Oh, there was a Yetzias Bavel. So the way most people learn Pshat in the Ramban, that when you say today is the Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you are mekayim a mitzvah essay d'oraisa of Achodesh Hazeh Lachem. That is the way most people learn Pshat in the Ramban. That the Rabbanon, they somehow, some kayach, they said that the mitzvah d'oraisa of Achodesh Hazeh Lachem, you're yotze by, instead of saying the number, by saying the Hebrew date of the Babylonian years. So it comes out, you know, according to the Gra, you have to have tremendous simcha. Got a new mitzvah. Then when someone asks you what day today is, so you don't tell them the English date, you tell them the Hebrew date. That's a mitzvah. And now in Israel, we could actually write our checks using the Hebrew date, at least in the bank that I used. They can actually write your checks. But here, I don't think the bank would appreciate that. I don't think you can do that. But the Maisa, at least in Yeshiva, there is, when it's possible, there is an inyan of using the Hebrew date. And according to the Ramban, it's a mitzvah seseh deraisa. Okay. That was not relevant to the shmooze, but just on the pasuk. There is a Rashi. Rashi, the pasuk says, Achodesh hazeh. So Rashi says that Niskasha Moshe al Moda Levanim, it's obviously a medrash, that Moshe had trouble knowing when the Moded of the Levan is. Be'ezer Shir Tira. What is the exact shear, the size of a moon that it's roy to make it into a new month? I'm talking about making that there used to be that in the time of the Chazal that Bezdin, Edom would see the new moon and they would come to Bezdin and based on that they would be Koveya the month. So what is the amount of a new moon to declare it a new month? What is the shear? So Moshe had difficulty determining the shear. So therefore, Hashem herelo be'etzva. Hashem had a point with him with a finger, as the levana rekia to show him the levana. V'amar lo kizeh rov kadish, that this is the exact shear. Now it's not so clear to me exactly what's going on. I looked at it before a little bit. It's somewhat unclear. What it sounds like that it wasn't Stam that this was the moon was in the sky. Hashem told Moshe, Moshe, look up in the sky. You see that moon? Okay, that's it. That's not Herodo Be'etzba. It seems, according to some people, Pshat is that this group of Nevuah wasn't sent on Rosh Chodesh. So one of them, Pshat Hashem, could say, look up in the sky and see the moon. It's not Rosh Chodesh. Someone says it was said on Dawid Nissen. Other people said it was said on Rosh Chodesh, but it could be just because it's said on Rosh Chodesh doesn't mean it was said exactly the moment when the moon was the exact minimal size. Now the moon could be different even on Rosh Chodesh. If it's an hour into, and it could be an hour, you know, the moon has different, could be a drop bigger. It could be that the moon wasn't exactly when nightfall, came on Rosh Chodesh, the moon was really bigger than necessary for to be Mekadesh the Chodesh. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to do Herodo Be'etzba. And that's, it seems, Ibshad also, that this is a special, I don't know if it's a mamish a nes nigla, but it's definitely out of the norm. That's why Rashi says that originally HaKadosh Baruch Hu apparently did not use Herodo Be'etzba. Originally HaKadosh Baruch Hu used that he was the fact that he was teaching him with a, you know, taught him with the lumnus what the moon is. But when Moshe Rabbeinu was niskasha, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't understand, did not get a proper clarity from the regular teaching. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to make this, not exactly a neis nigla, but something of change from the derech hateva of Herodo Be'etzba, and to show him exactly what the moon is. So, stam on the Pashad Rashi, you see a shtiko chiddush. Moshe Rabbeinu is a tremendous chacham, obviously, the greatest chachamim, pikkim, concerning Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the greatest Baal Masber. And it's in, with all that, with Moshe Rabbeinu's great, tremendous chachmah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tremendous koyach hasbara, it still says that Niskasha Moshe Amodavana Be'ezashir. In other words, as much as HaKadosh Baruch Hu could tell him, it's a tefach, al tefach, it's a half a tefach, a quarter a tefach, whatever the shear exactly is, but to get it clear in his mind exactly what the shear, so Moshe Rabbeinu needed, he had to actually see it. Which means it shows that even the greatest, you know, the greatest Baal Hesber and the greatest Hasbara and the greatest Chacham, he needs a, you know, sometimes people need a Kayach Hatzir, mamish, you know, an educational technique. Person needs to see. Okay. But what's interesting here, there is a Griz. I heard this Griz over years ago from Rav Shia, that's out. The Griz asks the Kasha that the Rashi says that Moshe Rabbeinu had trouble understanding the shear. So the Griz says that we do not find there's any shear. There's no din in the Shulchan Aruch or in the Gemara that there's any shear for the Levana. The din is as soon as the Edom see the Nevana, they can be Mekadesh the Chodesh. We don't have that. There's no shir. There's no Gemara that says if they see and they come to bed and say, well, it was too small, it doesn't count. There's no such thing. So what does it mean that Moshe Rabbeinu had trouble figuring out the shir when we don't find there's a shir? So he answers, the Grizz has a Gainish answer, that really there is a shir. Except that I thought there's a shir, so why isn't it ever mentioned in the Gemara? Because it's not Nogea the Maisa, in theory, because in a Maisa it's not Nogea, because a person can't see the smaller shir anyway. In other words, the moon, once it sounds like from the Grizz that the shear that is, it happens to exactly, Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, that the shear is the exact amount when the moon is visible, the smallest as possible to be visible to the human eye. So less than the amount, if the moon would be smaller, lu yitzur, a person would see the moon, of a size smaller than the size that a human could see it, then it would not be the right shear. That's what he says here. If it will be smaller than this, even if a person could see it, it wouldn't count. So there really is a shear. The Gemara doesn't mention the shear because there's no nafkamina, because if you saw it, you obviously saw the shear. Because a human being can never see the when this moon is so small that it's less than the shear, you can't see it, the human eye. So therefore, there's no purpose for the Gemara to mention the shear, because it'll never happen, the Maisa, that anyone will see less than the shear. Over the Maisa, there is a shear. So what does it mean here? So it means that Moshe Rabbeinu had trouble knowing exactly what the shear was, because there is a shear. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to do this, say it's not exactly a nace, but some form of shinui from the normal teva, to show him the etzma, to show him this is the exact shear. So it seemed to me very like a tremendous chiddush here, that it comes out that there was no nafkamina lahalacha in HaKadosh Baruch Hu showing it to Moshe, halacha namaisa. Moshe Rabbeinu, according to the Rashi, Moshe Rabbeinu niskasha in the shear. Now, what would have been so terrible in Niskasha Bashir? Nothing, in a sense. Because if any time you see it, you know you have the shear. But so why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to have to go ahead and show Moshe the exact shear when you know, by definition, whenever you see it, you know you have the shear? So apparently, what Pshat is, so I think it's Pshan, the Rashi, according to Grizz, is that Hashem didn't show it to Moshe because we're making nafkamina l'alocha, nafkamina l'maisa, that a person will see the moon and he'll think there's a shear and there's really not a shear, and therefore they'll come ahead and they'll make a mistake. L'maisa, it's poshet. Anytime a person sees the moon, you know that's by definition, you vadai have the shear. But it's a theoretical thing. What is the shir? Torah is not just the maisa. Torah, there's an inyan of learning Torah, knowing Torah. You have to, if there's a shir to the Levana, so Moshe has to know the shir. That's a chedek of Torah. It's never going to be nogeya the maisa, that dakis, because it's not nogeya. It doesn't make a difference. The Torah has a shir. And I have to know, in order to have no Torah b'shleimus, I have to know exactly what the shear is. Moshe didn't know. This is where it's the chiddush, in that Hashem told Moshe the shear, even without showing be'etzva, Hashem told Moshe the shear, you know, whether it's a tefach, half a tefach, a quarter of a tefach, an etzva, I don't know. Whatever it is, Moshe Rabbeinu knew the shear. He knew the shear without the etzva in his brain. But he didn't have a picture in his mind. So in order to have a shleimus in knowing Torah, even though it had absolutely no nogeya d'maisa, Moshe Rabbeinu had to go ahead and have Hashem had to change the teva, so to speak, to show in be'etzba, so he could get he can have the picture, he can have clarity, b'diyuk. In other words, even though we assume that Moshe, even without the etzba, obviously he knew in lamdis the shir. Hashem taught him the rule, and I'm sure Moshe knew the rule. And I'm sure even in the, how much off did Moshe, when he says that Moshe didn't get, he couldn't get, Moshe is kasha, how much is Moshe is kasha? We're probably talking about some dakus of lack of ambiguity in his mind. He knows the lumnisha rule, but when he wants to visualize it, it's slightly ambiguous in his mind. On some dakus level, he doesn't have it exactly clear in the visualization. In the lumnis, he has it perfect. He can say over exactly the klonim of the size of the moon that Kosh Baruch Hu gave. But in the visualization, he has it. He doesn't have it. Even there, Mistama Moshe Rabbeinu, in his tremendous chokhmah, had it very clear. But it wasn't, there was some chisaron dak in the total clarity. And in order to get that clarity, even though it's never ever gonna be nogei the maisa, it's not shaykh to be nogei the maisa. But for that, like Kodesh Baruch Hu had to go ahead and change the teva to some extent, herido be'etzba, so that Moshe should get the clarity. So what basically you see the maisa is that when learning Torah, we're not just learning for halacha the maisa, we're not just learning, and if there's no nafkamino, what's the difference, who cares, it's a dakis more, a dakis less, and even if I know the lumdis, I know the rules, I know the lumdis, even that's not good enough. A person has to learn with total clarity. He can actually visualize it. He can see it. He has a picture totally clear in his head. He has total sharpness. Even if it won't make an iota of a difference, lamaisa, it'll never, it's not shaykh to make a difference, lamaisa. It's not, he can say over all the words and he can say over all the klonim, but if he doesn't have it sharp, usually a person doesn't have sharp, it makes a nafkamina, but even if it won't make a nafkamina, it's a chedek of yediyas ha-Torah, that's when, and apparently it's important enough to make a certain change in the teva, that we have to know ahead and to see Torah to get every nuance, even every dakis, which is sure that only Moshe was only missing on some dakis to get that clarity. So what you see here is, I think is a yisoid in learning Torah. Learning Torah is not just for the maisa. There's a tremendous chashivas to the knowledge of Torah, to having kind of the diyas haTorah, and the kind of the idea doesn't just mean you can say the words. It means you have to have it totally clear and sharp in your mind, exactly what it means. They have the picture perfectly clear. And if a person doesn't have it perfectly clear, it's a major chisarin in his yediyas haTorah.